and it's called To Bruce Nauman. The mister who goes beyond recognition of cliches of iron-bound selfhood, regenerating new notions that clank mad paint onto our being, beating at the doors of universities like Janet, a thief, but a marijuana consciousness of absurdity, epitomizing West Coast anti-notions, walking around the perimeters of art definitions in a 10-gallon hat, with mescal on tap and breeding horses to boot, boots jangling among the mind's fatal mood clowns, with hard-ons to be bent over, so wicked into the art world that will not recover from earnest strangeness made concrete, creating new forms like something else, a convention of Jehovah's Witnesses, better yet, the troop of players that caught the conscience of Claudius doing Beckett, Nauman playing Pazzo, Picasso's ashes set on stage in place of Vladimir and Estragin, while Lucky gets to be Jasper Johns or something, concluding that to make up is to fall down is to take form is to become a fountain, and some fountains are worth making. See him square the circle in white shirt as the day rages blankly outside, too tired of its ephemeral heart to even conclude immediately. Squares of seasons apt to linger, then emptiness, as though this funny project were a mandala of Buddha, to prove that life is not a circle, but rather sharp, definite edges, with many clusters of shoddy wood between loaves of stale, craving bread, one shoulder raised higher than other, bare feet slow but mad as Nijinsky, make it a ritual to feed soul's need not for religion itself, but for the feeling of religion, the joy of being bounded. Picture itself presented as square, tiny in a little book I ordered 2 years ago in a fit of delirium. Now I've propped it up like a collapsible urn of ashes of dead heroes. Only the captain sits with horses watching the wheels of temporal anti-tenderness spin. Conventional concepts raised up then raised as an R-A-Z-E-D. Does he still have the black pants, I wonder? Maybe he's just a ghost or an astral spirit. Somebody's Ariel. Simple. Strategic. Rolling around on the floor, looking into the camera's undroll eye with hyper-droll drollness, essence of droll, but somehow twisted beyond mere da-da-ha-ha into indeterminate snickers of profound weirdness that will eventually beget a sullen fame, spreading but not reaching cactusy wilderness where in summertime the living, I guess, is easy, at least more so than playing with your balls. Not that the minimal has no weight, but that such weight leaves no room for developments of a righteously figurative nature unless one has sophisticated intellectual equipment, which, of course, he does. Thank you.